have been labeled as the criminal element of the game, which is, I think, unfair.
We've been labeled as cheap shot artists, criminals, and everything else. When we get out of professional football, we're going to have to do something else, but nobody wants a criminal. Nobody wants a criminal around them, you know, bad social influence or whatever. And I think it's just, you know, an unfair label that we've been stuck with. And I think, you know, they were trying to get us to change our style of play, but I don't think it's done that. We're going to still play our same aggressive type game, and that's what I'm here for. I'm a professional athlete. I'm being paid to do a job, and I'm doing my job.
Getting your granny panties all in a bunch. We got Rick Tittle up in here.
Thank you very much for that. Welcome back to Sports Byline Coast to Coast, border to border, also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network in 177 countries, ships at sea as well. We're quite pleased now to be joined live from the Raiders practice facility in Alameda, California by Raider quarterback Matt Leinart. Is that still kind of sound new to you, Matt? Oakland Raiders quarterback?
It's kind of cool, you know. It's exciting, and a team I grew up watching when they were the L.A. Raiders. So it's nice. It's fun. You know, I'm happy to be part of the organization, happy they're giving me a chance, and so far so good.
Now, when you came over to the organization, and you're coming over with a guy firmly established as a starter in Carson Palmer, a guy, of course, who you played with briefly at USC as well. Were there other teams that maybe were offering you a starting position, or in your mind right now, you're okay with being a backup?
Well, you know, I know coming off, you know, last year, obviously, with the opportunity I had of, you know, a lot of stuff could happen that I felt good. I felt like I was ready to play, and, you know, who knows what that could have led to if I was healthy. But, you know, I got hurt, and that's the way the game goes. So I knew this year when Houston let me go, I just knew that, you know, the opportunities out there, you know, I first and foremost had to get healthy, you know, and prove that I was back. And, you know, Houston was interested in bringing me back, but, you know, when Coach Knapp came here and just the connection and, knowing the offense, you know, it was a perfect fit. So, again, I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity that the Raiders have given me.
Now, you talk about the new offensive coordinator, Greg Knapp. He was here with Oakland, as you know, during the years when Jamarcus Russell was here. It wasn't a successful team at that time, and so I think a lot of Raider fans, you know, when they heard Greg Knapp, they were kind of like, what? Because I think they think back to that time when he wasn't successful. I know that with his system, it does matter who the personnel was. What can you tell Raider fans to expect out of the offense that Greg Knapp will be running this time around?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's different. I mean, every team every year is different. It's a different offense because of, I think, Coach Knapp's experience with the last 2 years being in Houston and taking over here a lot of stuff that, you know, we did there, a lot of the bootleg stuff, a lot of the play action stuff, the whole zone scheme. I mean, that's new to a lot of guys on this team. So it's going to be a completely different offense. I mean, there's still Coach Knapp is a great coach. He's been around for a while, and he's had a lot of success. So, you know, he knows he has his stuff that he likes and definitely installing that. I just think personnel is different, you know. Personnel is different when he was here to now with Carson being here, myself being experienced with the offense, veteran. There's, you know, two veteran leadership guys there. And then with all the speed that we have on the outside, and Darren McFadden is older and become one of the best backs in the league and offensive line. I mean, I think it's shaping up. It's going to be exciting. You know, there's going to be a lot of plays on the field that can be made with this offense and a lot of speed and a lot of points, you know, and that's is to operate fast and efficiently and score a lot of points.
Rick Tittle with Matt Leinart. And before you were acquired, I got a chance to ask Reggie McKenzie, the new GM, about Terrell Pryor, and I said, will Terrell Pryor have a chance to be the backup quarterback? And he said, yes, he will. Now, that's before they acquired you. Did they pretty much tell you that it's second string is yours? Is it an open competition, or is your answer all football camps are open competition?
Well, I mean, you know, I know my role here, and I, you know, I've had talks with the coaching staff, so you know, I understand what they want from me and know what's going to happen, but it's always competition. There's no doubt. I mean, there's nothing is given to you in this league. Nothing is handed to you. You have to go out there. You have to compete every day. You have to show that you can do it, that you can run the offense. You have to get the respect from your teammates, and that's all of us. You know, it's Carson, myself, and Terrell. So I'm not caught up in all that stuff. You know, I've been around a long time. I've competed with Kurt. I've competed with a lot of guys, and I just, you know, I'm just worried about me getting better. You know, me helping this team. You know, helping Terrell. You know, learn this offense. But I'm focused on just getting better and executing, and when I get my opportunity, to make the most of it.
Now, I broke my collarbone myself, and I know how hard that is. And, of course, I'm not an NFL athlete, but, you know, very disappointing for you when that did happen with the Texans last year. But are you back to 100%?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, I had a great workout schedule and rehab schedule this off season down in Southern California, and been throwing for a while now. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is just continue to build the arm strength, you know, build the strength back up in my shoulder. But, you know, the doctor did a great job. Everything healed correctly, and you just got to move on, you know, move forward. It was a bummer for sure, but it is what it is. It's in the past, and I'm back to normal. So, you know, that you can't ask for anything better.
Rick Tittle with Oakland Raiders quarterback Matt Leinart. And I think that what a lot of people don't know about you, and you've mentioned this yourself, is that, you know, they see you and they think, oh, here's this, you know, good-looking guy who went to USC and won the Heisman. His whole life has been a silver spoon. But when you were a kid, you were overweight, you were cross-eyed, you were teased a lot. And I think it's an inspirational story because there are a lot of kids that go through the teasing like that. And talk about how you were able to rise above all that.
Well, I think, you know, growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. You know, my mom, my dad worked full time, and we grew up, you know, not a very good part of Santa Ana. So I was always taught at a young age, you know, we didn't have a lot, but we were thankful for what we had, you know, and my parents worked their butts off to put food on the table, to put a roof over our head. And, you know, fast forward, you know, with childhood, you know, with the strabismus, which is the cross eyes, you know, a little bit overweight. Yeah, it definitely wasn't easy. You know, I mean, I know a lot of kids and stories that are 100 times worse than mine, but just living it, you know, it's not easy. And, you know, fast forward years, you know, I was able to just continue to fight through it. And then in college, and then, you know, I look to my NFL career, and it's one of those things where, you know, college you have, you know, a lot of success, and then when you get to the pro, you're just trying, you're fighting, like I'm fighting my butt off to get there, to get, when that door opens, to go through there and make the most of the opportunity. And whether it was an injury or this or that, it's just for some reason not letting me. So I just, it's not in my mindset or my nature to give up. You know, I continue to work hard, and I continue to believe that the good things are going to happen, you know. And despite all the naysayers, despite all the haters, despite all the people that don't believe, you know what, I look at it like this. You know, I'm in the NFL, I'm doing something right, I'm working my butt off, and there's not a lot of guys that get to do this for a living. And I want to continue just to work hard. And that's the message I tell all my kids through my foundation and my football leagues. It's just, it doesn't really matter how old you are, or what level you're at, or what profession you do. You always want to give it your all. You always want to work your hardest, because good things are going to happen, and I believe that, you know. And so here we are today. I'm just still working my butt off, and you can always learn, you know, no matter if you're 21 or 35.
All right, very well said. Now, a lot of us are just getting acclimated to Coach Allen, and I asked him at his introductory press conference, you know, you're taking over the most penalized team in the history of the NFL. He's known a little bit as a disciplinarian. How are you going to fix it? And he says, well, we're gonna fix it in practice. We're gonna have accountability. Now, you've played for a lot of coaches, Matt, and you're just now feeling out Coach Allen. What's your initial impression of him so far?
I mean, you know, I'm still it's kind of different. You know, I haven't played for a defensive coach in a while, since Pete Carroll. So you know, Coach Knapp pretty much runs the offense, but mm-hmm. I like the message. You know, the message he's sending is that we have to cut the turnovers. I remember always playing against Oakland. You always knew that they were going to commit penalties, you know, and mm-hmm. Just keep your cool and let them make the mistake. So I think Coach Allen so far, and the coaching staff in general, has just done a good job of really just relaying that message to this team. And that's when it starts now, because you develop the good habits You develop, you line up right. You don't have any penalties on offense, defense. You don't hit the guys late. You don't get personal foul calls. And that all starts now with the message he's sending us. And he's doing a great job of that. And it's just going to take time like anything. You know, like, we're coming together as a team. We're learning a new offense. The defensive guys are learning new defensive schemes. And but that's what this is all about. And once training camp comes, that's when we hit things full speed and we'll be ready to go.
Rick Tittle with Matt Leiner. A couple more questions for the Oakland Raiders quarterback. And you mentioned Coach Carroll and highly successful at USC, no doubt. But also, I don't know if zany is the word or weird. I mean, the things where he pretends Lendale White jumps off a building and dies and these why did he go through all that crazy stuff? Is he just a little bit nuts?
Well, I mean, I think with Pete, he's definitely full of life and full of personality. But with my experience with him, it was he knew when to turn that off and turn on the part where, you know, he demanded a lot from us, you know, and I think we respected that from him, was that, you know, okay, Pete's awesome. He's one of the guys. He'll throw 7-on-7 with us. But at the same time, you know, he's making us just go hard. He's making us, you know, be perfect every play. And that was a cool thing. It was a perfect balance, you know, of, hey, we're going to have fun playing ball because you want to have fun, but, you know, we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to compete, and we're going to be fast in everything we do. And if we're not, then, you know, we're going to suffer the consequences. And that's, I'm sure that's still his approach, you know, now. But it was just fun. Everything we did there, it was just fun playing football. You know, the experiences we had, he put us through, just like the examples you give, just little stuff like that, always kept it light, but we never lost focus or track of what our goals were.
Yeah, I think it would probably be pretty cool with the times you brought Will Ferrell into USC alum. I'm sure that was probably pretty cool. Now, the most important question that Raider fans are wondering, and that is, when Jason Campbell broke his clavicle last year, Kyle Bowler came in, and he was not capable of carrying the team. The Raiders had a pretty decent record at that point. And so it's very rare for an NFL team, as you know, for the starter to be healthy the entire year. And I guess Raider fans want to know, if something happens to Carson Palmer, Matt Leinart will come in and he'll be able to run the team and keep the train running. And you definitely are the man for that job then, Matt.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I feel good about it. You know, I'm working hard. I'll be prepared. I've always been prepared. I love this offense. I'm familiar with it. I know the ins and outs and first, you know, that's, I'm helping Carson with it, and Carson's a smart guy, and he's been around, so he's doing it as well. But I feel good, and you know, hopefully we have a good year, and I just know, you know, if I get my opportunity, definitely going to make the most of it.
Now, I have always felt, Matt, that deep down, every NFL player wants to pull on that Raider helmet at some time, and when you think about pulling that on and the mystique, I mean, I just want to say congratulations for being on the Raider, because you actually get to pull that helmet on now.
Yeah, it's cool. The silver and black. I mean, you know, my brother, who's very close, you know, we're very close. He's been a diehard Raider fan, and he's, you know, 5 years older than me, and some of his friends. So it's pretty funny, you know, the text messages I get, and just, you know, God, I can't believe you're in silver and black. You know, they're all fired up, and so am I. So I'm looking forward to this season.
Well, Matt, best of health, and if you get on the field, best of success, and we're looking forward to seeing you out there, and have a great season.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Matt Leinart. It's more of a question when I said you're the man for the job, but that's not how I phrased it. I hope he's the man for the job. We need a backup in Oakland. There's no doubt about that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is Sports Byline.